Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The coverage and discussion of so-called Deflategate seems to be everywhere, but why so much attention, and is it too much? Dan Lebowitz is executive director of the Center for the Study of Sport and Society at Northeastern University. He's with us to talk about this. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Are you surprised by the extent of the coverage of Deflategate?
You know, I'm amazed by it, but I think that really if you look at it in a larger context, I think that the entire process seems more like an exaggerated exercise of envy than an effective enforcement of the rules. You know, if I'm someone that actually watches and pays attention to the issues of sport every single day, and the content and context of the alleged crime is minimal when seen against the backdrop of common stated practices of other quarterbacks in the league. So it would seem more like that the marquee excellence of the Kraft organization, of Belichick, and of Brady have been taken to task in many respects for that excellence.
So it's really jealousy?
I think that there's a lot that plays into it. I think envy and ego plays an awful lot into it. I think also that if it's seen against the backdrop of the last few years of viral incidents of domestic violence, of child abuse, and of the concussive issues, and all the outgrowths that have been related to those issues relative to the league, the investigation and resultant penalties seem more like a deflection gate than deflate gate, with the possibility underlying intent of the league to create a media storm around their adherence to integrity rather than more insidious transgressions that have unfortunately become recently inseparable from the image of the league.
You know, that's similar to what State Attorney General Maura Healey said yesterday. She said she wished the NFL would spend a tenth of the time it spent on this investigation focusing on domestic violence and sexual assault. And while I understand that, there may be some who say, you know what, you can't just say because you did this in other cases, you can't do it in this case, right? I mean, we have to look at this for what it is, not in relation to other cases.
You could use that framework, but I also think that, you know, there's a framework that has a lot of legitimacy, that the Patriots really already paid a penance for Spygate. You have quarterbacks all around the league. The reigning MVP says he likes the pressure of the ball at 13.2, which is actually beyond what the ball should be inflated to. So it seems more that, you know, in a country that doesn't really adhere to the premise of double jeopardy, it's kind of harsh to believe that the Patriots should pay twice, and it almost seems as if they're paying twice for Spygate.
You think all of this is related to Spygate?
I think it's related to a number of things. Bob Kraft is largely credited with leading the league through the looming strike issue from a couple seasons back, and all the credit that duly came with that, this feels more like an assertion of ego and power from the league, letting the Kraft family and Bob Kraft and the Patriots organization know that the league is run by the league and not the Krafts. The result has in essence been an exaggerated investigation, a suspension of Brady, a media storm around something. I mean, this is getting more attention than the Iran-U.S. Nuclear deal. It's ridiculous.
Well, I think that tends to happen when idols of a society are caught in a firestorm, regardless whether it's a movie star or something. If it's a story that people can easily grasp and understand, I think it kind of gets a life of its own. However, it does seem as if people in New England have a very different view than many people in other parts of the country.
I think when you hear some
of the national coverage, I think folks say, you know, the NFL investigator defends this investigation, says that he looked at the evidence according to league standards and made these conclusions. And yet we do not believe that, and we say that this is jealousy.
I think that, you know, there's a lot of parallels in sports. I think when the Cowboys dominated the NFL, they were seen as America's team, and yet throughout much of the rest of the country, people took umbrage with that. I think when the New York Yankees dominated baseball for a long period of time, they were anointed the evil empire. And so, you know, you're looking at an incredible dynasty in football. You're looking at a player, Tom Brady, who's exceeded every single expectation. And I think that within the context of sport, you see an awful lot of latitude within the framework of rules. And that's, you know, whether you're putting pine tar on a bat, whether people are using dirt to scuff up a baseball, that there's an accepted latitude within the context of those rules.
All right. Dan Lebowitz, Executive Director of the Center for the Study of Sport and Society at Northeastern. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.